Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We are back and we are talking UEFA Women's Champions League. We have a repeat of the 2022-2019 final in which Lyon won on both occasions. So maybe third time's the charm for Barça Femení. We don't know. It's going to be really fun. May 25th at noon is that final, and it's very exciting. We were kind of alluding to on this show for several weeks now that the winner of the Champions League was going to come from the Chelsea-Barca part of the bracket. And who else to talk about Women's Champions League than our very own Lisa Carlin? Lisa, you think Barca's going to take it all at this point?
I do, yes. I think that the form that Barcelona has been in over the, recent years, but recent weeks really have proven that they are a team that is truly unstoppable and one of the best in the world. And in comparison to Lyon, which because now we get to talk about that final, Lyon has struggled to convert on chances and they've given up goals and they have a mentality that is a championship mentality and you can't take that away. But Barcelona is just more clinical at this point. I think Barcelona is going to win it on May 25th.
When you say that Barcelona are the clear favorites, did you feel that Chelsea showed some deficiencies? I mean, to win at Barca, where they hadn't lost in forever, I think the second leg at Chelsea, they still didn't have, I thought they'd be a little bit more aggressive. It felt like they were playing cautious.
Yeah, there were times I think they were playing a little bit cautious, but the game plan in the first leg for Chelsea was let's defend, let's make it difficult centrally for Barcelona. They didn't necessarily sit in a really low block. It was compact all over the field. I think the stats are like they played at 35 yards by like 25 yards or something, the box of 11 players for Chelsea. And that made it really difficult for Barcelona to go centrally down them. Then Chelsea was able to capitalize on the counterattack and their transition. Game two, they knew Barcelona was going to have to attack and score goals. And the moments that Chelsea got chances in front of the net, they frankly weren't clinical enough. They hit the post three times in this game. And yes, there's an element of, okay, yeah, they were really close. They were knocking on the door. No, you don't get 15 chances in a game to score a goal and beat one of the best teams in the world in Barcelona. You get maybe two. And Chelsea had three where they could have put the game away, could have scored, and they weren't clinical enough in those moments. There are other factors as well. Myra Ramirez unavailable for Chelsea in this match. That is a huge loss up top for them. Her physicality, her presence on the pitch distracts from other players and takes up so much pressure. But ultimately, the better team on the day for me was Barcelona, and they won.
So you're telling me Alexis would have benefited from betting the post in that match.
Exactly. Would have.
In all seriousness, you'd mentioned in the break that Lyon sort of has a blueprint of the way Chelsea played in that first leg. Do you see Lyon having the capability to defend like that and play in that mode, or is it just going to be a, you know, way we play is how we're going to go into this match?
I like where you're coming from. I mean, you could get the whiteboard out and draw it up for them. I think they could use a hint of it. However, for Lyon, they are 8-time champions. They've been in this position before. They have superstars starting, coming off the bench. They have players everywhere for Lyon that can get the job done. And Sonia Bonpastor, the head coach for Lyon, she's going to play her style for Lyon against Barcelona. And frankly, that's what's going to make it one of the best Champions League matches that we're going to see in a while, because of how both of these sides are going to want to play their own style. Neither one is going to want to concede to the opposition and give in to what they're doing or have the other team force their hand. It'll be fun.
Emma Hayes, this was the trophy that eluded her for so long. She's won it all essentially with Chelsea. Where does that leave her and her legacy before she takes on the job for the women's national team?
I don't think it diminishes Emma Hayes' legacy at all. The fact that she wasn't able to win a Champions League. Post-game, she was pretty upset about the results, of course, but how it was handled and the refereeing. And one of the things she said was like, hey, find me, I'm done after this. Like, she kind of, I feel like for her, she feels as though this was a really big missed opportunity. But it doesn't diminish everything that she was able to do at Chelsea over the last several years. She took this club from winning nothing to winning 5 Super League titles and taking them through the Champions League and being a top dog. It doesn't diminish that, right? The U.S. soccer isn't going to call her and say, hey, you didn't get this done. We no longer want you. But it is sour in her mouth, hands down. And I think in Super League for Chelsea, we'll see the players play a little bit differently now because, of course, they wanted this. But they have talked about wanting to win for Emma Hayes and wanting to do so much for her as almost a thank you before she leaves. So I would be scared to play Chelsea in the Super League right now.
And a little bit maybe a personal redemption for Emma Hayes coming up in the summer with the Olympics. Moving it on over to NWSL. We got New York, New Jersey, Gotham with Rose Lavelle with a stoppage time equalizer against Racing Louisville. The two undefeated teams in NWSL, undefeated in two very different senses of the words, because one's top of the table and one's mid to lower part of the table. And then a plethora of other important results around the league. What did you make of the weekend, Lisa?
It was a fun weekend. I mean, we got goals all over the place. Away teams seemed to be proving themselves. As you mentioned, undefeated teams in the league, Kansas City, Orlando, and Louisville, they continue to roll. I mean, Kansas City's unstoppable. They just keep picking up wins. They're scoring goals. And as you alluded to, the Gotham-Louisville match, Louisville holds on. They look better. They have so many great moments in games where their rookies, whether it's Emma Sears or Raylan Turner, are just dominating, and they've proven that even when they lose a really big important player like midfielder Savannah DeMello, who left the game for a concussion substitute, that these rookies can play and that they are given the confidence. And that is thanks to Louisville head coach Bev Yanez instilling that confidence in these young players. So my take from the weekend, I like our rookies a lot in the NWSL. Nice. Rookie of the Year is going to be hard to pick. And the teams that have been unstoppable continue to roll, like Kansas City.
I got to ask you, how high are you on Orlando City being unbeaten? Orlando Pride and Seb Hines, the job he's done. Obviously, they're not top of the table, but it feels like they have improved from what we've seen over the past couple of seasons.
They have improved. Seb Hines came in and he wanted to establish a system. And it took him 2 years to do that. I think at the tail end of 2023, we started to see how Orlando wanted to play. Seb Hines was able to get more pieces into place in this offseason. Barbara Banda, she ends up getting the start. Look at this goal for her. The power Banda gets behind the header to get the goal for Orlando is incredible for them. And now everything is falling into place. We're even seeing players being shifted in and around and out of position. To start this match, they had some defenders and forwards playing in the midfield. And I was like, what is happening? It worked. As the 90-minute unfolds, I mean, that's why I'm not a head coach.
Are they a contender or a pretender?
Contender. I think they make the postseason. They will not make the same mistake that Orlando did last year. There were so many games at the end of the year where instead of picking up a draw, they lost points. And despite having 10 wins in 2023, they didn't make the postseason. Seb Hines is not going to let that happen again. So these draws, although he wants wins and 3 points, he's happy with splitting points and at least getting something out of a match.
This is an impressive win because we saw Washington Spirit play Gotham, and Washington Spirit looked so far advanced when you're talking about just tactics and getting, you know, their best players on the ball, Trini Rodman. And Orlando to win this game, I think, is a huge boost of confidence, but also letting them know they're going in the right direction, that they have the quality to win
big games.
Yeah, for
sure. Being able to stop a runaway train almost that feels like Washington at times when they have so many good attacking players that are really good at what they do. Trinity Rodman getting in behind both feet, setting up her teammates. Unai Sarr had a really good game for the Washington Spirit, and for Orlando not to be flustered by that and say, we're going to continue to play our game. We know we're going to get the job done at the end of the 90 minutes, just contain, get behind the ball, and look to attack through our lethal weapons up front. It worked for Orlando.
Wow, you are an encyclopedia. I feel like I can ask
Nico,
you.
Nico, I learned from you, Nico.
No, please.
Sophia Smith getting a brace.
Yeah, it was good for her.
Let's go.
What time can we watch Attacking Third today? Do you know exactly?
I don't know. 10 p.m.
on all of our 10. Spaces as a podcast, as a show. Everything women's soccer, Attacking Third, NWSL, and Champions League, it's ramping up. It should be a fun end to the European season, and we're just getting started domestically here in the States. A lot of new coaches coming, so it's a fun time to be watching Attacking Third right now.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sample, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.